premise of the project is to retain its current uses and to focus on developing a regenerative, integrative environmental management plan.
That's Genevieve Joelle Villamizar, a graduate student at Western Colorado University pursuing a master's in environmental management with a focus on sustainable and resilient communities. She's creating the management plan for Carbondale's Nature Park in coordination with the Town of Carbondale Parks and Recreation Department as part of her master's degree.
It's a learning experience for me, and what I'm doing is I have reached out to the community publicly and individually to get stakeholders from as many different interest groups as possible to the table.
Genevieve told KDNK what the word integrative means in the planning process.
I might pull something from cooperative extensions, acreage management, how they treat ranchers and farmers to manage their acreages. We might use something from the new weed management plan that a group of Carbondale volunteers put together over the last 4 years and was recently adopted by the Board of Trustees for our town. We might want to use something from permaculture or biodynamics or something like that. We might want to use goats for weeds. We might want to use other biological controls like insects, what they're doing on the thistle right now.
Genevieve says the plan would use parts and pieces of multiple different management approaches to create a plan that is most appropriate for the specific needs of the park and its stakeholders. She also explained the importance of making the plan regenerative.
This is a nature park, so it's not like we go in there with mowers and treat it like any of the other town parks. Part of the biological processes of these ecosystems are leaving things standing in place, because even dead plants and dormant plants are habitat. And so there's a certain level of wildness that we want to retain in the park so that insects, from the tiniest ones to the birds and the little mammals that consume them all the way up the food chain, so that none of that is disturbed.
Genevieve gave some specific examples of how a regenerative closed-loop system might work.
We want to introduce, I guess you could say, mechanisms, whether it's vegetation or, again, like a biological control, or processes that we bring to the park so that the park's natural processes from growing and then thriving throughout the system and perhaps fruiting or seeding and then desiccating, drying out, and senescing towards the autumn, and whether it's seed that's allowed to disperse to perpetuate itself, or a burning process that puts carbon into the soil so that there's a fresh new growth in the spring, and then that carbon goes into the soil and into the roots. So that's the regenerative part.
Genevieve says studying these regenerative processes will have broader implications for the future of park management as the effects of climate change become more noticeable.
We're going to notice that our landscapes are changing and being affected by less precipitation or changes in the precipitation pattern, like when the rain falls in the season or how much falls and then how much isn't falling. And as it gets really hot in the summer and there are water shortages, we want to know how to adapt our other town parks to thrive off of less water. So this is also kind of like a pilot project that we'll use to study and see how our other town parks adapt.
Genevieve says after performing an analysis of Carbondale's parks and 3 months of deliberation in the Parks and Recreation Department, the Carbondale Nature Park was selected as the most viable option for this kind of project. She also wants people to know that the plan will not change the use of the park.
The most important thing for everyone to know is that we're not trying to change the use of the park, and we're not trying to turn it into a big fancy park. We want to preserve the inherent nature and uses that are already in place, but there are definitely ways we can improve it. So that's what the intention is to develop a management plan that'll help us move towards that.
The Integrative Environmental Management Plan includes a robust public comment process, including an upcoming survey that will be available on the Town of Carbondale's website. Printed surveys will also be at Town Hall, the Rec Center, and the library, and will be distributed in the Soper Sun. Genevieve also hopes to distribute paper surveys to businesses around town to include the most diverse population possible. She says that before the survey is released in early January, anyone can provide input by attending an upcoming meeting at Batch starting at 6 p.m. on Thursday, January 2nd.
And we're going to go over all of the different survey questions and make sure we have dotted our I's, crossed our T's, there's no bias, it's inclusive, and it's going to help us figure out the pathway towards how the park is going to be managed, and also the stakeholder group will be developing a code of conduct for the park.
The survey will be available on January 9th and will close on January 30th. Genevieve also encourages people to reach out if they have any questions or concerns.
People can also email me directly at salt.dirt, so that's salt.dirt@gmail.com. With any questions or concerns, they can also call me. My phone number is 337-215-1401.
KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.